And that giveaway with the chicken vodka wraps blew the hell up.
I had no idea that that was going to happen. We sold a buttload of chicken vodka wraps that day. I think since that, we've tripled or quadrupled the amount of sales per location of the chicken vodka.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello and welcome to the MCM podcast. My name is Max.
And my name is JR.
And this is the 10th ever episode of this series. And I was just saying to JR, there's no way that we're going to make it to 11. Like, how the hell did we even make it to 10?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe people are watching. Max said we almost hit 1,000 downloads. And I was like, bullshit. Screw. But apparently we have. So
no, we're almost there on like just on like the people listening to it. Like, that doesn't include YouTube. We're at like 5,500 views.
Yeah.
So we're a small step away from like the call her daddy thing.
We're a small step away from being able to monetize our videos.
Exactly. So Barstool, Dave Portnoy might pick up the phone and call us.
Yeah.
But I want to say today's guest is a really cool guest.
We're fans of our page.
Big fans. Actually, from the beginning, their social media presence has been great. It's Gianni's Pizzeria. And like, it's just that they're kind of a chain, but they're not. Like, I feel like there's like five of them around Monmouth County.
Did you say their social media presence hasn't been great?
No, has been.
Oh, great. I thought you said hasn't. I was like, what are you talking about? They're like the best business like Instagram page I've seen in a long time, at least small business.
Well, yeah, we're going to bring up some of the stuff they do during like in our interview with them. Guys are coming on like 15 minutes.
For sure.
They're like, honestly, like they do like, they have like a millennial type presence where you're like,
they post a lot of memes.
They post memes, they do giveaways. Mm-hmm. Which we never do
giveaways. Well, we're going to talk about the giveaway that they did that we didn't win later. We'll bring that up when they get on the podcast. Pissed. So today we want to talk about Tinder.
That's the first thing. That's the only thing.
It's the only thing we're going to talk about because that's all we do.
For an hour straight, it's just Tinder. So basically, I downloaded Tinder like a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Strictly for getting girls, of course.
Yes. And I downloaded Tinder. Well, you know, I'm kind of like an on and off Tinder person. Like, I make my Tinder and then I delete it. All right, and then like 2 weeks later, I make it again.
You don't let me finish. People are going to think that I want to just get girls. No, I did it for the page because we're at 24, like 800. And I was like, follow us to get to 25,000. Now we're almost at 26,000. Thank you guys.
Follow us to get to 27,000.
Yeah. I know. Actually, I put 30 in the bio. So
basically what Max is saying is our advice to get girls on Tinder is in your bio, right? Follow at Monmouth County Memes. And if they ask, do you run Monmouth County Memes? Max and I are giving you the permission, ladies and gentlemen, to say, yes, I do.
Of course. I mean, like, I have no problem if you, to get a girl or get a guy, like something like that, say it.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't.
It's a win-win. I mean, like, they think you run the page. They like you. We get more followers.
Just as long as they follow. Like, I don't care what you guys do. Just before you're like, I run the page. But before you do anything, just say, follow the page first. It's kind of weird, but it's just like protocol here.
Yeah.
Get us that one follow.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, we have it in our bio. So, guys, there you go. Like, it's one of those like infomercials. Like, only pay like not like – it's like – It's a $20,000 value, but we're giving it to you today for $999. It's the cheat code for Tinder, how to get unlimited matches. It is put at Monmouth County Memes in your bio. And even a bigger plus, if you want to get anyone, put at the MCM podcast. That's even better.
It's so funny because this is not going to get you any girls.
Honestly, like my whole thing, like I have like every one of my pictures is actually most of them, if not all of them, have JR in them. I think even the one in Porta New Year's. That's the only one that doesn't have you in it. It was with all the guys.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
You didn't go.
I didn't go because I fucking would. I had my wisdom teeth taken out. I couldn't go.
It was horrible.
Not my fault. Yeah, not my fault.
I think
I had to get it done before the end of the year because I wanted to. Because I broke my leg that year, so I hit my deductible. It's like, oh, I could pay nothing for my wisdom tooth surgery. So it's like, I got to get it done.
Hell.
They were like, all right, you can have it on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. I was like, all right, fuck New Year's Eve. I'm getting it done on New Year's Eve because I don't want Christmas. That'd be terrible. Yeah. So I got it done on New Year's Eve and I couldn't go out. But
it wasn't the worst.
Small price to pay.
It was a really fun time with Adam, guys. That's all
exactly.
I can say.
What he's trying to say is he has more fun when I'm not there. Because I piss him off. I do.
He pissed me off. He's the Debbie Downer. Because guess what? There was a big line that night because I know.
Oh, I would have been giving you a hard
time.
The
whole time. It's same thing with Austin, too. Jaron Austin would be like, we're not going to get in. Oh my God, there's a... And listen, we did we get VIP? No, we didn't. No,
you didn't. Because he always promises that he's going to get us VIP at Porta. He never does. Let me just say. He did it one time. We one got time. It. But we didn't even use it. We just went in the door and no one asked us.
Still VIP. Yeah, okay. But on New Year's, the line was like 2 hours long. And I remember we get there and none of us took like a piss before we went. And I'm not going to lie, Brendan ran like a mile to a 7-Eleven. And ran back by the time we were still online because he thought I was going to piss his pants. But like I held it in somewhat. The second we got in, it wasn't like, guys, let's get drinks. Let's go run to the bathroom, get in there. It was a long night. That was actually the second time I ever saw Colleen.
I know. And I was pissed because I'd still never met Colleen. And I was like, great. Wonderful.
Weirdly enough, I think I actually FaceTimed JR. Like I went to this like pregame.
Yo, Colleen's here.
Dude, I went to this pregame.
We've already talked about this at least two times. But don't watch the podcast, so it's fine.
They don't. But out of nowhere, just Colleen walks in at like some random house. And just the two most popular people in Monmouth County are in the same room. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And if JR
did
was
you
there,
say the two most popular people in the whole county?
I was waiting for him to like get that. But so other than like
well, what else do we have? Is there anything else we have to say about Tinder?
Yeah, I mean
Not really. I mean, it sucks.
It sucks.
But I still use it. So I can't really I was talking to someone the other night and they were like, I feel like a hypocrite because I talk shit about Tinder, but I'm still on it and I'm always on it. Even when I delete it, like 2 weeks later, I make it again. I'm like, same. It's like a cycle. You go, you make the account. You're on it for like 2 weeks. You're like, this sucks.
And you realize you delete it's horrible.
It. You're like, this sucks. I don't want to do it. And honestly, I went months without using it, without like remaking my account. But then this happened. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? Like in my like downtime, like sometimes it's just fun to swipe on people. I don't actually talk to anybody for the most part. So it's like, it's just kind of like a time passer.
I just weirdly enough catch myself on it. Like, and I have it like in a subgroup in these apps and like far away, but yeah. I still go to it.
Yeah.
And I was saying.
It's addictive.
It is.
Once and when somebody you think attractive like swipes right on you, you get that like dopamine boost that like nobody's getting right now.
Yeah. Because so, you're like, oh, I still got game.
Like, I still got my pictures are cool, you know?
But most of my stuff is just memes. So like for the girls that like it, it's like there's like one, it's like this girl's like, wait, I'm drawing a virgin, don't move. And like that's or it's like, are you a girl?
Yeah, yours is more memey than mine. Mine is got, I mean, it's got the Bill Clinton thing, which is kind of a meme in and of itself on it there. Is. I only have one serious picture.
Picture, like the one with the one where albums.
I'm holding
the,
because I got tagged in one of those Bill Clinton like album things. And I did it for real. I was like, I'm not going to like repost it. So I own it
on the screen.
I own all the albums that I actually like would put on there. So I was like, all right, let me just make it. And I made it myself. We'll put it on the screen for
sure. So you're no poser that just has to use that like online thing.
Exactly. I actually have them. So get on my fucking level. All right. Sorry.
who has those anymore, dude? Like, that's like not cool.
What are you talking about? Get the fuck out of here.
It's like kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. I have them hanging in my room too.
It's like,
that took a long time.
You ever seen the movie Ghost World?
No.
Damn. Okay. You got no culture, but
I don't own any vinyl albums.
Steve Buscemi's in it. Scarlett Johansson. She's big in the girl in it, not her. I forget the other girl. But she buys a lot of those and she's kind of like eccentric. So I'm calling you eccentric. That's a good thing.
Max has sports on our introductory thing, but there's really nothing to talk about. No, I'm just kidding. We could talk about the golf tournament, which probably no one watched, but it's fun because it was Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger.
I think it got a lot of viewers though.
Yeah, I watched it. It was hilarious because Tom Brady was so bad. I mean, they keep showing that recap where he had that one iron shot that he like, you know, holed for a birdie.
Sure.
That was great. But he was terrible. And I just think about that Entourage scene.
Where he was actually like,
which
unreal.
We can play. We can play that just the part where like Tom Brady gives Johnny Drama the driver. And they make you think like Tom Brady's this great golfer. And then you see him play and he was like really bad.
That's TV and,
like,
for him.
Jack, our old sound guy who's in Massachusetts right now, is like, he's a huge Patriots fan. He was like, man, I could like mop the floor with this guy right now. Because like Jack's actually really good at golf. So
really? Okay. Yeah,
he kicks my ass every time we play.
He's good. Okay. We got to get him down here. I haven't seen that.
But other than that, there's the MJ documentary, which I didn't watch.
You have to watch it.
I don't really like basketball that much.
But it doesn't matter. Like, it was just... Yeah.
I know. I heard it was really good. I will watch it.
Like, picture, like, and it's even well-known, like, a playoff game. Dennis Rodman leaves after a game to go to Vegas with Carmen Electra and just, like, goes off. And, like, he does that back-to-back nights. Crazy, man. I mean, he met Kim Jong-un. But you guys have to watch it, of course. You have to watch it.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
We have some memes that are maybe coming up if we ever want to make them. I asked JR for some help on those.
I made, there's like four memes sitting there, but because we've been doing the bracket, there's nothing we to have, really post right now.
We have two more nights. The championship for the bracket is going up this Sunday night. Obviously, this is going up next
Friday. I don't know if I'm going to vote. I mean, like, Asbury's kind of the go-to, but I'm like somewhat considering voting for Red Bank.
Dude, we'll see what happens. I don't like Red Bank. I just don't. Like, I feel like
it's I've had more bad nights in Asbury than in Red Bank.
Yeah,
like the one where I got a $400 ticket.
We go to Red Bank less.
Most recently, I've gone to Red Bank more than Asbury.
But in our time of being 21. Yes, in our
time of being 21, I have gone to Red Bank less. Yeah,
yeah, of course. So it's like by numbers, you're going to have less.
But how many times have you and I been sitting in Bond Street? Like, it smells like shit. It's 90 degrees. Fuck this place. I want to go home. Like, that happens a
lot.
That's
usually the end of the night.
We've only had one time. That's true. We should go to Bond Street earlier. We've only had one fun night in Bond Street.
Because that was Sam. No.
Yeah, it was Sam when we took that picture that we posted in front of the green thing. That was the only like fun night we had at Bond Street.
It's just the downstairs is so hot. It's
a cool area, but it's too fucking hot. It smells like bad.
Dog shit down there.
Yeah, it's like musty.
Everyone's sweating.
Exactly. It's gross.
There's like that wall of like foliage in there, which is so artsy. It's cool. You see everyone take pictures.
Everyone posts a picture there. Yeah. Now I have two of the most generic Asbury pictures posted on my Instagram. I have the Porta Doors with Max and Kalina, and then I've got the Bond Street.
You are the basic Monmouth County girl. You literally
you
are
have them
everything.
Posted too, and I have 30 posts on Instagram. You have like 250 or something.
No, I don't. I have like 80.
You have a lot.
You want to check it right now? I'll bet you $5. I got like 70. I got less than 80. $5. Hold it to that. He's gonna have to Venmo me right now. Check.
You said
it.
Less than 80.
Yeah,
I'll take that bet.
$5. Let's go.
I'll take that bet.
What
There's
am I?
No
at?
Way.
I don't even know.
Is it 80 or under?
80 or under. I'll take.
Fuck! If you have exactly 80, I'd be pissed.
What am I at? What am I at?
It's loading. I don't know why my Wi-Fi is dog poop.
Set. Well, you got that.
Fuck. All right. 72.
72. All guys, right. You just see this. I just got $5 richer. Thank you, JR.
He's never getting it. Okay. Food places.
Because we're going to be talking about Gianni's.
About Gianni's.
But aside from that, I mean, pizza places we used to frequent. In Monmouth Beach, Michelangelo's.
I used to work there for a long time.
And
like 3 years.
It's one of those places that everyone in town has a tap.
It's MJ's now, but.
Wait, it's MJ's now, which is like, that's a chain too, but I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm never going to go there. Not because I have loyalty to Michelangelo's, but because I don't live in Monmouth Beach anymore. So there's like no reason for me to go.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays, like I wouldn't want to go there because it's like a shell of the old place.
Yeah.
And I personally don't like Attilio's. You like Attilio's.
Yeah. Well, I like Attilio's not for the pizza, but for the other things on the menu.
Like subs.
Yeah, the subs and like the dinners.
Usually.
Honestly, my favorite pizza place right now. Okay. I don't want to. I do love Gianni's. I get Gianni's all the time.
Gianni's,
well, I don't get. No, here's the thing. I don't get pizza from Gianni's. I just get like their wraps and stuff. So I haven't actually tried Gianni's pizza yet. So this isn't really fair for me to say.
What are you saying?
But I've had Enzo's. In Oceanport?
Fucker.
No, listen. Not the only thing I like about it is they have this grandpa pizza. And it's basically like
pizza, similar?
It's different. It's got like, it's like margarita, but they have like pesto and the crust is all semolina. So it's like seeded everywhere.
Yeah,
it's so good. That's the only reason that it's Enzo's. I have to try Gianni's. I still haven't tried Gianni's. I've had food from Gianni's, not the pizza.
You know so what? We'll see. Let me just say the place I miss that's gone. Let's see if you can guess. It's in Seabright. It used to be their great pizza place.
Seabright Pizza? I don't know. It's still there.
Seabright Pizza sucks.
Okay. I mean, Gigi's is good. I don't know. What's
Mad Hatter.
Oh, well, they're rebuilding it. It'll
Dude,
come back.
Dude, they've been trying to rebuild for years.
I actually never liked the pizza from Mad Hatter that much.
Wow.
It was like way too thin.
Well, yeah, it's super thin crust.
I don't like that.
I'm not a fan. That place
was like, shit out of my face.
It got fucked in Sandy.
I only liked it because they had Big Buck Hunt, the like shotgun game. I love that game.
I would play that every time I would leave.
We play that at Jack's still.
You beat me by like
I'd
one
fucking kill
buck.
You. No, I killed
didn't.
Disco. You and I are close, but Disco sucks at that game.
He sucks at all COD and shit, so he has to. Actually, who are we talking to? Oh no, you said that. You were like that Disco's like strangely like either.
Yeah, he has
good.
Moments of greatness, and then he has moments where it's like
he
Disco. What were you, Disco? What were you thinking? Like, what was that? But. Yeah.
I like guys, we've definitely stopped gaming a lot. I play a little bit, like Brendan always hits me up to play Warzone, and we just love killing people with vehicles and then them throwing C4 on us and blowing it up. I think, you know, we're not yet ready to go into Gianni's yet. We're going to call them pretty soon. What time is it? Yeah, it's close. I mean, as far as do you have like a, what, like as do you eat like Chinese food?
No. Chinese food makes me feel like awful after I finish eating. I'm not a fan of Chinese food. I mean, listen, I like it when I'm eating it, but afterwards I don't feel good. So I don't eat it very often.
It's like the mall Chinese food. Guys, yeah. shout out Cajun Cafe in the mall. It's very underrated.
Yeah, I think that the takeout I've been getting most is Italian food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my mom makes.
My mom has been cooking a lot because, like, my mom really likes cooking. And considering, like, everything going on, she's been cooking even more than usual because everyone's home all the time. Like, when I was working in New York, sometimes I wouldn't get home until, like, 8 p.m. So it's like,
dinner's already done. Everyone's
making dinner. Yeah. Or I'm just eating leftovers or something like that. But she's been making dinner a lot more. So I'm not really ordering takeout as much as some people are.
Yeah. Like, I think, Brendan's been DoorDash and some of the guys have been there. They're constant. They sign in for that, like, 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So, yeah. I mean, I think that's the stuff that we kind of wanted to talk about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's get up Gianni's on the phone.
All right.
Okay, guys, now we're back. We just called Gianni's Pizzeria. We have some of the guys here from there. You guys, do you want to introduce yourselves?
Johnny.
I'm Jim.
I'm Andrew.
So they're behind some of the best food in Monmouth County. Like, seriously, like, before we even made this page, I'm not going to lie, like, so the chicken vodka wrap has been something that's just in my blood. Like, I eat it probably, like, once a week for so much. It's definitely aided some of my quarantine weight gain, guys, so I have to, like, go on more runs because you guys but yeah, you want to get into, Jerry, the first question we got for them?
Yeah, why don't you guys just tell us a bit about how you got started?
How we got started, like, the actual Gianni's, like, pizza place?
Yes. Yeah.
Why don't you take that one right there?
Yeah, so it actually started with my mom, believe it or not. She was born in Italy and she's one of 11. And everybody kind of, like, went into their own like, food field, which, like, one's a baker, there's a bunch of restaurateurs, and my mom and my mom's brother, they started with the pizza stuff. And when we moved to New Jersey, they opened up their first pizzeria together. And ever since then, we've just grown.
His mom actually taught me to make pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I wear the Italian horn right here. He's more, JR is more Italian than me.
Yeah, but I don't look it because I have blonde hair and blue eyes.
He definitely doesn't look it. I look more Italian than him. But no, it's what I say is, like, with you guys, it's obviously you guys are somewhat of, like, a local chain. There's 5 locations, but it feels like just your local, you know, family-owned pizzeria. And it's something, there's something important about that. When you walk in, it doesn't feel like, you know, you lost touch with the communities that you're in.
Everybody is connected. Everybody that works in every store is connected to me or my family or one of us. And
we all basically started off in a little silver store, branched out. I actually started off working with his mother in Scenic Pizza, which was in Highlands. It's not there anymore. But pretty much we all got our employees from, like, just, like, friends and stuff like that. We've all tried to keep it together, you know?
Yeah, it's very close-knit.
So can you guys give the background of how the basically cult following started with the chicken vodka wrap, which I know you guys have such a great menu. There's really nothing bad you can get there, but
that's pretty much what I think a lot of Monmouth students and most of these, like, meme pages on Instagram, that's kind of all they talk about. So how did that really begin?
Honestly, definitely, when you've had it, you know, the first bite into it, you're like, oh, this is, like, amazing, you know? And it kind of just, like, up after there. I remember when we first put it on the menu, I think I had it, like, every day for, like, I don't know, a month or two straight. And probably put on, like, 15 pounds in process. But, yeah. It's just one of those things. It's delicious, you know?
I think we actually started it. It started with a pizza. So we did the chicken vodka pizza, and it was because of a customer. And then we just, like, were experimenting, and we made a chicken vodka pizza, and then it just... Then we tried on a sub, and then we tried on the wrap, and the wrap just really just stuck.
And, like, you know what it was? Basically, when we opened up at Oakhurst, and then, like, all the Monmouth College kids started eating it. Took off.
That's,
you know,
that's when it blew up. The Monmouth kids really blew it up.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Are you guys at all behind the social media presence that you guys have on Instagram, or do you have someone else doing that for you?
This guy right here.
What's going on?
What's up?
No, I was. It's probably, we're saying you guys have the best social media presence of any, like, you know, business around here, and it really shows, because you see, like, some of these places are so out of touch with a lot of their, you know, their bases of who buy, and we see you guys post memes that are probably most of the time funnier than our shit, and I'm like kind of pissed. I'm just like, what the fuck? Because that's all we do. But you guys do make fucking incredible food too.
Yeah.
And that giveaway with the chicken vodka wraps blew the hell up. So yeah, bless that kid that won. Good for him. I'm still pissed that we didn't win that, but good for you guys with that. Who thought of that giveaway?
It was a combination of me and him, and I had no idea that was going to happen. I had no idea. I thought, you know, I was almost embarrassed right when I pressed the button to, like, send it. I was like, oh, I just hope it does a little something, you know? Like, I didn't think it was going to do what it did. I mean, within, I think, like, an hour of that post, my phone died, and I couldn't make a phone call. I couldn't even shut my phone off from all the notifications and everything just going through. It was wild. I couldn't believe it. I was like, stoked. I couldn't believe it. It was so cool.
We sold a buttload of chicken vodka wraps that day. It was just ridiculous.
I think since that thing, we tripled or quadrupled the amount of sales per location of the chicken vodka.
Yeah, it's a lot more like adults getting it now too. Just like coming and trying. It's like, let me try that chicken vodka wrap.
Yeah, it's insane. I don't know.
And I think that's the thing. I think a lot of businesses don't really know how to utilize social media to their advantage. Something like that goes a really long way in boosting sales and customers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys that still do print ads and coupons, and I mean, I think social is the only way to advertise now.
That word of mouth, being good. You know, being friendly, good customer service.
Well, another thing that I want to say, what you guys are kind of ahead of the game on, is you have your own app where you could order off of. And I'm such a dumbass I literally just ordered that, like, or I made the account like a week ago. I'd be at like 20 free pizzas by this point throughout all the, like, stuff I order from. But I just started the other day. I ordered from you guys. There's, let me just say one little thing, and I live in Monmouth Beach, so I ordered from Little Silver not realizing it, but I was like, you guys don't deliver from Little Silver to Monmouth Beach. I drove to you guys through Rumson. It was a beautiful scenic route, but I didn't think, but let me just tell you, the food is always worth it. I'll drive an hour to go see you guys, but let me talk about your app for a second and, you know, what was behind that.
Once again, it's this guy.
Yeah, that took some time. That was definitely a labor of love. And it happened, two kids just walked into one of the stores, and they were trying to pitch me for, I don't know, maybe about a month. And I was, you know, I was like blowing them off. I wasn't really like giving them the time of day. And one day they just happened to catch me, and I started talking to them, and every question I asked him, can you do this? Can this thing do this? Can this work? And everything he said was, yes, I could do that. Imagine a blank canvas, and I'm an artist. I can do anything you want me to paint. And that's how we created the app. Every single question I asked him, and everything I wanted it to do, he was able to make it happen. It's a custom one-off. Like, and it belongs to us. It's not like a platform. It's like basically how Domino's has their app. It's Gianni's has their app. It belongs to us. Going forward, we're creating our own POS system to go with that. So it's going to be a seamless, like, everything is going to go through the app, and it's just going to be awesome. I'm actually really excited about it.
It does make things a lot easier. There's a couple bugs we need to work out, but besides that, it just, you know, it's 1, 2, 3. It's people. You know, there's no, like, misinterpreting what they said on the phone or anything like that. They're making all the choices, so if there's, like, it should be no mess up on our part at all, because everything is right there in front of you, you know? No mess up in the communication at all, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure that's definitely, and this is kind of transitioning into our next thing, but I'm sure that's definitely helped with what's going on with the quarantine. Like, the apps definitely make it a lot easier for people to order, because they don't, you know, have to call in, you know? Just having the app, it's just a lot more convenient for people.
There's no credit card. It's already paid for through their phone. It goes right in
right into our system and bring the food right out, or we bring it, we deliver it. It gives kind of like updates with times and stuff, which we're still working with. And when we incorporate it into the POS system, that'll make it a lot easier and give actual true timing and all of that stuff.
How has the whole quarantine been in general for you guys? Like, how have you been doing with people, with sales and people, you know, not being able to really leave their house or enter the store?
In the beginning, it was rough because everybody was so skeptical of everything. So the beginning was rough, but as the weeks went on, just being, you know, grateful to be open and to serve people is more than we can ask for, you know what I mean?
And we're kind of built for this, you know. 85% of our business is pickup and delivery.
Yeah, so.
You know, we definitely took a hit because there's no more walking in, we're really not selling that many slices and like bottled drinks and like stuff like that. There's really no lunch crowds anymore. There's like that, but
the community showed a great like outpour, reaching out to us too and supporting us though. Like your normal customers are ordering like, you know, bigger orders and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then a lot
true.
Of families are staying in now. So it's like getting pizza right now, food is like one of the few treats you can have. And there's only so many things we can do right now.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible thing to say that like eating is like one of the things you do and share time with your family, which it is a great thing to do. But, you know, thank God for that. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
You guys also do some merch too, which I see like you're repping the Gianni shirt right there. You got it. It's definitely like, it's not only just like, you know, that you have this business, but you're also making it somewhat of a brand that people want to rep. I mean, I see like the hats going and the shirts you got. Did you all have a play? And the band, dude, I see that too. I want to cop one of those. I kind of like that. I see that. Can I get that online or where do I get that stuff?
You can come to any store. We got
they're in all the stores. I'll make sure you get a nice package.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. Just don't, like I said, I could take the shirts. Just the food, I've been trying to like diet. He asked me to go to Lighthouse like last night. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to eat healthier, bro. Like, don't ask me to go to those places. I'll get ice cream and like gain more weight. The next thing I want to bring up was I love seeing like people's first impressions. What are you guys saying?
I was saying like we have healthy stuff. Like you get like a chicken and broccoli or some like shrimp and escarole. Our soups are actually really good. You know, that's a healthy choice.
Yeah, we
make all that stuff from scratch.
And our salads are amazing, too. I mean, our chicken portobello salad is like one of my favorite things to eat.
That's lots. That's the most popular.
Just a little grilled chicken, some marinated portobello mushrooms, roasted peppers, fresh mozz. Sounds delicious, you know?
Oh, it does. That's a healthy option. But the problem is, like, I go there and I just want the chicken vodka wrap. And the thing I wanted to bring up. The thing I want to bring up was that, like, I love bringing people there for the first time and seeing their face when they eat it. Because to me, like, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I guess like losing your virginity. I don't know. I'll put it on that. But like, I see people's face and people like I went to the Oakhurst location, cause I used to live in West Long Branch and, funny enough, I didn't tell like the guy behind the counter. I was with Mom Academy Memes and I put it on the story right when I was sitting in front of the counter. And he kind of walked up to me and like dabbed me up and he was like, yeah, bro, what's good? Like, cause I didn't want to say like, yeah, bro. Like I run Monmouth County Memes, like whatever. Like I hate doing that stuff. I just like to be like low key about it. But I gotta remember the guy's name. He told me. I'm trying to think. God damn. He was. I'll figure out his name. But seeing people eat it for the first time is a special experience. And like you're saying, it's kind of like you're getting hooked on it. Because Monmouth kids, I went to Monmouth, and that's all they talk about. Like you guys with that chicken vodka wrap. It's like you, Jax. I'm not a huge fan of Nelly's. I don't know, but like juniors, it's like you guys are up there for like those 6,000 kids a year to go eat to all the time.
No, it's a blessing. Thank God for Monmouth University. They really helped this chicken box. You know?
I think that dude's name was Zach.
Zach. That was
Zach. Okay. Yeah. Next time I go, I got to shout him out. But yeah, Zach was the boy. You want to talk about the question game?
So yeah, we haven't done this in a while, but normally we'll like do like a rapid fire question thing. And we have 15 questions, so it's five for each of you. And we'll just cycle through you guys. So
do you want to?
I'll start first.
Yeah.
So first question, what's your favorite item on your menu?
I like the Napolitano. It's grilled chicken, roasted peppers, fresh mozzarella. And if you add a little balsamic on it, it just makes all the difference.
It's awesome. On our homemade panini bread.
Yep.
So what is what's your favorite movie or TV show shot in New Jersey?
somewhere else.
Sprint, yeah, Sprintus.
Okay.
This is, I don't know if you guys will be able to answer this question because it kind of talks about your competition, but what's your least favorite takeout Italian restaurant in the area?
Let me give you the high five on that. I was just talking smack before talking to you guys. I was like, Jared, I'll be honest with you, I don't like Attilio's at all. All right,
you're up.
So the next one's kind of personal. Well, no, I thought you won, but I'll
it's okay.
This.
You can ask it.
So why didn't you pick us to win the free chicken vodka rats for life?
It was a random thing.
Yeah, we didn't choose like.
Yeah, I just went. I went through all the messages, and I just like swiped up like 100 times and just stopped it. And I was like, all right, that's the one.
Yeah, can I say quickly, like, we were posting on our story so much that the kid who won literally DM'd us thinking, like, we work for Gianni's too. And he was like, yo, bro, like, I won. Like, can you guys shout me out too? I was like, dude, I don't work for Gianni's. I'm fucking pissed I didn't win. Like, I was like, bro, like, why are you reaching out? I was like, good for you, but.
Yeah, that kid just, he blew it up. I don't understand what he was doing. He must have no job or something. Like, all he did was that.
Yeah, for, people for take him.
24 hours, he didn't stop.
It was nonstop.
It was not.
So what do you, I mean, for whoever answers, what do you prefer for an appetizer? Soup or salad?
Soup.
Okay.
What is your favorite Monmouth County town?
Favorite town?
Monmouth County favorite town. Oh, wow. Jesus, that's tough. There's so many good towns. It's like depending like what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah, I mean like Ocean Ave, Long Branch in the summer can't be beat.
I mean, I live in Asbury. I love Asbury.
Asbury.
Red Bank is cool. I mean, there's so many great towns. I guess my Red Bank, I guess
for us,
right?
Asbury,
right?
I'm gonna rep Asbury because that's where I live.
What is your favorite Gianni's location?
Cold Center. Red Bank. Okay. I mean, I was going to say open to mine, but I do love this Red Bank location just for the space and, like, outdoor seating and everything like that, which I don't have, so I am a little jealous of
the
size of
this. The Red Bank location.
It's a setup like for a beautiful pizza place, you know?
Yeah. Okay, what is your favorite bar in the whole county?
I would have to say Jack's.
Jack's Goal Line Stands, the place.
Bond Street.
Okay.
Love Bond Street too.
What's your favorite diner in Monmouth County?
All Seasons.
I'll go with All Seasons.
All Seasons slaps. I agree. They don't got a bad thing on the menu. You guys got a favorite sports team around the tri-state area? Or just what's your favorite sports team?
The Jets.
Yankees.
Giants.
Yeah. G-Men.
Favorite New Jersey based musical artist? Normally people say Bruce Springsteen, so it's okay if that's what you guys pick too.
The Danny DeVito song I would
definitely
pick. I like Danny
DeVito
a lot.
I'll go Queen Latifah just to be different. Queen Latifah.
Well, she got a place in Cold Snack, I think. Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
I like Jovi. Would you rather go to a concert at Stone Pony or PNC Bank Art Center?
Art Center.
It depends who's playing.
If you could live anywhere other than New Jersey, where would it be?
Costa Rica.
That's a good one.
California.
I've done the whole California thing. I lived there for 2 years. I personally didn't like it, but I know most people who come, most people from the East Coast that go to California never want to come back. I clearly wasn't one of them, but.
Do you guys got a least favorite type of pizza? Like, everyone talks about their favorite type, but what's your least favorite type of pizza?
White pizza.
Ooh, really? I totally agree. I hate white pizza.
Anything with black olives on it.
I agree with that too.
All right, and this is a really tough one. What's your favorite New Jersey meme account?
We can't be saying New Jersey memes. Or I know she has like 230,000 followers. She's a friend of all this and a friend of you guys. Guys, I don't want to throw her under the bus here, Gianni's, guys. But she told me the other day, I was like, oh yeah, like let's get Gianni's one day. And she was like, I never had the chicken vodka wrap yet. So I couldn't believe it. We're going to be her first time. Maybe the Red Bank location will stop by so you can witness her eating it for the first time. So that's crazy. That was mostly all the questions that we had for you. Do you want to shout out like any like your social media stuff, like anything you got to tell our fans? Because this is
anything coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything coming up? Anything big that you guys got planned?
We're definitely going to do another giveaway.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to shout out Start Monday Media. That's our thing that we do. That does the Instagrams and all that stuff.
But sure, thank all the fans for all, not fans but customers for all the support. Yeah, that without them, we wouldn't be here doing this. Thank God, because it's like it gets to let me live my like childhood dream job. You know, just sitting here being a pizza man. I always wanted to do it. And I get to do it. Thanks to the customers.
Everybody, yes.
Jimmy, Andrew, John, thanks for coming on.
It's
been a pleasure. Thanks for agreeing to do this, and hopefully everything goes well through quarantine. You guys stay safe, stay healthy. Best of luck to you and your families, and we'll stop by very soon.
And hopefully you guys can fully reopen soon.
Thank you for having us.
Great.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys. Good talking to you.
Have a good day, guys.
So what a great interview that was. I mean, the quality.
We had some technical difficulties, but we'll fix it in post, as they say.
Yeah. We're just magicians like that. But exactly. I think it went. They're cool guys.
No, really cool guys. I think that we with the technical difficulties in the beginning, it always slows things down. But as soon as we got to talking and got to the more interesting questions, I think that it definitely a good interview.
Well, there's five locations, but like we're talking with them, each one seems like the small town pizzeria where they, you know, you see the guy and oh, how's it going? You know them on a first name basis. They're really chill guys. Mm-hmm. They're from the county, so they know everything around here. It's not just like, you know, planted a Domino's somewhere.
Yeah, of course not. The real and, who the fuck likes Domino's, to be honest? I know you do, but I hate Domino's, so
I don't like fucking Domino's. Oof. Our joke in the friend group is it's authentic Italian.
Because Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's actually good.
Nah, it sucks.
This kid, I've been to Italy. Like, I know the real food.
That's not why I'm saying it. I just don't like it.
It's good food.
I've been there a couple times. Not a fan.
What do you got?
I don't remember what I got. It was a long time ago. So, I still didn't like it, though. So, I remember I went with Noah one time. and he got chicken Alfredo. And there's, like, literally, it couldn't have been anything else but a pubic hair in his food. It was curly and black. What else could it be?
What if it fell from his head?
From Noah's head?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Noah's hair is short, curly, and black.
I haven't seen the kid in years, so I really don't know. So beside that, we're just kind of closing this out. Yeah. We're going to have a lot of things changing.
Probably in the future.
We will.
Location, stuff like that.
But even
going back to in-person interviews, because you're allowed to technically have people in your house or near each other. We won't be wearing masks. Deal with it. Phil?
Well, me and JR have been breaking this for the whole time.
We're like 4 feet apart. But
my dad always says, like, he's like, because I'm like, oh, you don't care he said the other night because Mike came over. He's like, why are you letting Mike come over? I don't know where he's been. I'm like, but you let me go over to JR's house all the time. He's like, yeah, but they're like a good, clean family. I don't know. He's like, listen, Mike, he's like,
That, Mike? You're not good or clean.
No, you're clean. But my dad's like, I don't know where Mike's been. Like, he's like, yeah, the Belvias are all staying home. They're abiding by everything. I'm like, no, they're not. No. They're having ragers. And
we are.
We're telling Murphy that.
I've been having 25 people over since this started, so. No, not really.
But yeah, so I think, you know, this is, there's going to be some good change in the future. I mean, even with us, we're going to be, we're going to start like working full time and doing other things. So this is, we're going to try to continue. We're not going to stop this because we really like this. This has turned into, it's obviously a bore sometimes. It takes away our Saturdays.
Yes.
But I'd be doing fucking jack shit.
Oh, you're talking about, I'm going wild after this ends.
Right. Literally. And Jared's like actively trying to pursue and make this end. You're like Sophia from Call Her Daddy.
Get this shit over with. I want to go to HBO.
Exactly. You're just like demanding that, like, you know.
What are you talking about? I don't care about money whatsoever. I'm all like, let's get small people. I'm actually like big pages, big followers.
It's about the following. I'm not about the money.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're about the clout.
Yeah, because we need to grow.
About the clout.
We need to grow, man. So there's gonna be a lot of cool stuff in the future, guys, and I can't wait to see where this goes. No matter where, you know, me and JR are at, this is going to be something fun we do on the side. Mm-hmm. And you know, it takes time to edit and it takes time to release and do stuff like that, but it's worth it. You know, whether 10 people watch it or 100,
know, if 10 people watch it, it'd be pretty tough to, you know, keep going.
But what I always say with JR, like, I see these people starting podcasts from scratch. And yeah. they're nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we never did it because I didn't want to go. I didn't want to start from scratch.
It's difficult, but it's not fun. People still do, and you can get big from that. It's extremely
difficult.
They're
more dedicated than we are, or than I am, I guess, actually.
Yeah, actually just JR. But we have this platform to boost off this thing that we love. Dude, you got like really tan. Like this is just me looking. JR has like this orange. He just got this orange wash. We'll show it on the screen. It's a fake Timex.
Fake Timex. Yeah, it's a no. It's not. I'm not gonna talk about what it is. It's a pretty pricey wash.
No, he likes the finer things.
I do. I like the finer things in life.
And I'm wearing. What am I wearing right now? A Tommy Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. No, this is like a low key, like just going out leather band. But yeah. We want to close this out. Say thank you guys for watching. Like I said, this is the 10th one, dude. How did we get here?
Well, we already talked about this in the intro.
But I know, but it's like the fact that we're here and we started, what was it, around like December, we were buying all the podcast? Stuff.
Yeah, we bought all the stuff like 3 days before Colleen came on. So, except for the cameras.
And each time we're getting better at this. And it's looking, the quality, we're telling, like people are telling us the audio is looking great. I've had like
the audio. It looks great.
It sounds great. He's such a fucking heckler. Like I fucking hate him. Like just every little thing with that, guys. If you're gonna see it, and Jared has those nuts here.
Yeah, Max gave me some nuts. I wonder what's inside. Oh shit! Wow, how did I fall for that?
What a dumbass!
Like, this idiot's given this to me for like my birthday 3 times.
You know what my dad said? He's like, you know what you should do? Just get rid of the nuts thing and put it in like a Pringles can, and you would actually get.
That's
more
what
people.
I'm saying because this thing is like
it's so fake.
King Deluxe mixed nuts.
Sure. Can you show it to the camera real quick?
Yeah, look at this. Like, anyone gonna fall for that? No.
A dumbass.
Yeah, which you know. We know some people who are pretty stupid, so.
This guy across the table, of course. So, okay, we're going to close this out finally after talking to you guys. Thank you for watching the 10th ever MCM podcast featuring Gianni's Pizzeria. They're fucking incredible guys. Go check them out. Help small businesses during this time.
Buy 3 chicken vodka wraps a week like Max.
You call me fat, bro?
That's exactly what I'm calling you.
I've been going on runs.
Look, I'm trying to cut. I'm trying to lose some weight, man.
Dude, I ran like so far, and then Colleen picked me up and drove me home.
It's like the other a couple. I was in this habit of running 7 miles, and I would run from here to Monmouth Beach, then around Monmouth Beach and back. I got to Monmouth Beach, and it was like 4 miles, and I was like, "Fuck this, Max, drive me home."
Yeah, and he just came to my house, and I was like, "It was just weird because you were like, are you home?"
Yeah.
I was like, no, you're fucking creep, but I was eating dinner. So, let's close this out. Do you have anything to say to the fans?
Just like last time.
Nope.
Nothing to say. Thank you for watching. That's about it.
See you guys.